Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Muskegon History and Beyond. My name is Pat Horn. One of my favorite places to imagine visiting from Muskegon's past has to be the Actors Colony that was located in Bluffton along Muskegon Lake. Started by Joe Keaton, Buster Keaton's father, the colony would go on to be the home of several famous vaudeville performers in the 1910s, the Keatons perhaps being the most famous. Today, however, we are going to focus on some different residents who were possibly the most famous performers with man's best friend. Today, we look at the duo of Samaroff and Sonia and their trained dogs. The duo of Samaroff and Sonia didn't exist until around 1909 to 1910, so let's go back a bit in time and see how this duo came to be. Samaroff, as he would be known, was born as a Donat Budowick in 1887 in Russia at a place called Samara near the Volga River. It was his birth town that would inspire his later stage name. As a young boy, he took interest in performing and joined with an organ grinder who taught him how to do acrobatics and contortionism. At age 10, he joined a circus in Russia performing tightrope walking and trick horse riding demonstrations. From the age of 16 to 21, he traveled around Russia performing in various acts. However, as he got older, he qualified for service in the Russian military, which was something many did not want to experience, and so Donat fled on foot, making his way to Germany and eventually England. While performing in England, he made and struck up a friendship with another performer named Max Gruber. The two friends ended up traveling Europe and Africa. It was while in South Africa that Donat purchased a dog for $1.25 that he would name Jim, and the two would go on to do an animal act show under the stage name The Great Bedini. While performing in 1903, he would meet a female performer named Ella Bella, who was performing trapeze and ballet. The two struck up a friendship and would keep in touch via postcard. In 1906, The Great Bedini and Jim came to the United States to perform in various vaudeville shows, later adding a second dog named Jam. In the States, he would run into Ella Bella again, and the two started to court. In 1908, their paths crossed in Los Angeles, and a few weeks later, they were married. For the first few months of their marriage, the couple spent most of their time apart, as both of their shows kept them traveling all over. Ella, who would become Sonia, with her Five Belitzer Sisters act, and Samaroff with his Bedini act. The two kept in touch, though, through postcards sent to the cities that each other were performing in, and kept each other aware of their next stops, until they were finally reunited and were able to form their own act under the name Samaroff and Sonia. Sonia, who was born in Berlin, Germany in 1881 under the name Ella Bloomfield, took up dance and trapeze at an early age. She began touring Europe, first meeting Samaroff in England around 1903. She'd arrive in the United States to tour a few years later as part of the Five Belitzer Sisters act, where again she and Samaroff reunited. Not too much, though, is known about her early life. The new show, created by Samaroff and Sonia, was a take on traditional Russian dancing and aesthetics, and it also was combined with Samaroff's trained dogs to make a unique and memorable show. They titled it A Sunny Afternoon in the Native Land, with both dressing as Russian peasants. It was billed as an act of national dancing, acrobatics, and dog acrobatics. It started with both Samaroff and Sonia doing dancing and some tumbles and acrobatic work, but then the dogs were worked slowly into the act. The act contained 3 to 5 dogs most times who performed various tricks. The dogs would walk on their hind or front legs while often hopping over hurdles. They would spin and dance around, tumble on the stage, balance on Samaroff's and Sonia's feet as the humans performed handstands, or on their heads as they were standing, or the dogs would bridge the two performers, while the performers danced or moved around from a standing position to a laying position and back up. I will include a link in the posting of an old video of their performance to give you a small taste of their act. The act was a popular one and received very good reviews. The couple were often openers for famous acts and performed in many amazing places, including in England for King George V. They also had an 8-week booking at the famous Grauman's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles in 1928 at the price of $275 per week. While they were very busy performing, they did have summer downtime, as most vaudeville performers did. Without air conditioning, the summers were stiflingly hot, and so summer typically saw the end of the performing season. It was during one summer in 1917 that Samaroff and Sonia came to Muskegon to meet Samaroff's old friend, Max Gruber, who had found and joined the Actors' Colony in Muskegon. The couple would buy a home in Bluffton at 3296 Wilcox Street and would establish it as their home away from the road, both declaring that they ended up loving Muskegon. Samaroff and Sonia continued their show until 1937. That year, when driving home to Muskegon through Chicago, a streetcar ran them off the road and they crashed their car. In the accident, Sonia hit her head on the metal framing of the windshield and received severe lacerations and a severe concussion. The dogs who were traveling with them at the time and Samaroff were thankfully okay. However, Sonia struggled to recover from her injury, and Samaroff had to devote much of his time to his wife's care. As a result, they called the act quits. In 1938, they sold their trained dogs to a Mr. and Mrs. DeWaldo from Minnesota who continued the act. The couple received $1,200 for the five dogs, which included two Spitzers, two Fox Terriers, and one Pomeranian. Samaroff would later say, quote, "I hardly know what to do with myself since the dogs were taken away. Many times I find myself putting on an overcoat to take the dogs out for exercise. I get mighty lonesome for them." End quote. The couple stayed in Muskegon with Samaroff, or Sam, as he preferred being called, working for the Elks Club in their cafeteria as a clerk. Dennett Butterwick, known as Samaroff, would die in Muskegon on October 6, 1960. Ella Butterwick, his wife, known as Sonia, would die on June 24, 1968. Both are buried in Lakeside Cemetery in Muskegon. Thank you for joining us today and learning about this famous performing duo that called Muskegon home.